Welcome to episode 225 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Birthstone Week by looking at aquamarine. Now there's no poem today to go with aquamarine, because aquamarine was actually not on the early official birthstone lists. The poem that Tiffany and Company put out that I mentioned back in episode 221 originally had Bloodstone as the March chimp, but their verse for March is a little morbid, talking about graves and blood and days of peril. Maybe that's why Bloodstone didn't really stick. In 1912, the American National Association of Jewelers decreed that aquamarine would take Bloodstone's place in the pantheon of precious stones. The jewel got its name because it sparkles like the sea touched by the sun. If you want to see a spectacular sample of aquamarine, make your way to Washington, D.C.'s National Museum of Natural History, where just last week on December 6th, a pillar of aquamarine named Dom Pedro went on display, weighing in at over 30 pounds, and mind you, that's after it was carved by a professional jeweler. I call it a pillar because it really does look like a stalagmite of crystal. Observers say that it seems to glow from a sort of mysterious inner light. And of course, it is worth untold millions of dollars. Imagine putting that jewel on a ring. Thank you for tuning in to episode 225 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back next week, because we are going to continue Birthstone Week on Monday by looking at a girl's best friend.